You have your Bibles, if you would turn with us to the book of Numbers. We want to look at Numbers chapter 13. And we want to begin reading around verse 25. If you found it, just say amen. And the God's word reads just like this. And at the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. And they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. And they gave Moses this account. We went into the land in which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is the fruit. But the people who live there are very powerful, and the cities are fortified and are very large. And we even see the descendants of Enoch there, and the Amalekites live there, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites all live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea along the Jordan. But then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people, for they are stronger than we are. And they are a spread among the Israelites, a bad report about the land they had explored." They said, "The land we explored devours those that live in it. And all the people we saw there are like giants and of a great size. And we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we look the same to them." And this morning I want to use for a subject, there's something in the struggle. There is something in the struggle. It's amazing how two people can go to the same place, see the same thing, but give you two different reports of what they saw. Here we have a group of people that have gone and they've explored a land that God wants them to possess. And one group says, there's a land that's flowing with milk and honey, and I believe we're able to go take it. But on the other hand, there's a report that says that the people there are much larger than what we are, and they've got walls built around the city, and I don't believe we can do nothing with those people. But I come to tell us this morning that there's something involved in the struggle. Perhaps they were expecting to be able to go and conquer this land with ease. But sometimes anything in life that you have, you have to work in order to get it. Can I get a witness? Somebody know what I'm talking about. And see, so many of us in life want everything without having to put forth any effort. Amen. See, we want to put God and make him become a microwave God, and we think that everything is instantaneous and stuff just happens. But I came to tell you, don't nothing just happen. And if you want to see a reaction, you've got to do something in order to make something happen. We'll ride down the road and we'll see the big old house up on the hill that the doctor's on. And we all say, "Man, I would love to have a house like that." But, tell somebody, but. We don't want to go to school for 20 years in order to get the type job that that doctor had. So in other words, see, there's something about the struggle. If you want a house that sits on a hill that belongs to Dr. So-and-so, whatever your last name is, then you're going to have to spend about 20 years in school and struggle in order to get what you're talking about you would like to have. I tell people all the time, wish in one hand and spit in the other and see which one fill up first. Amen. And then keep on praying to God and tell him how much faith you have in him. But until you put some action with your faith, faith without works is what?
Dead.
Got a lot of dead faith in here. Amen. We believe that God wants to take us somewhere, but we are scared to hop on and go on the journey to where he's trying to take us. See, if you want that kind of house, you got to go to school to make that kind of money. Sometimes we go through and we'll look around and we'll see that strong young man walking around through the mall and look like his muscles gonna bust out his shirt. Amen. And we'll say, man, I would love to have muscles just like that. But you don't want to go to the gym 5 days a week. Pump iron to it feels like your arms about to fall off. Your legs about to break. And your chest about to cave in. So I keep telling you, there has to be a struggle. Amen. To have anything worth having. Amen. Now, or you see that person driving that nice automobile. And you say, I wish I had a car like that. But see, but every time they offer overtime at work, amen, you turn the overtime down. You'd rather go home, throw some ribs on the grill, sip on some Bud Light. Amen. Everybody, I know what I'm talking about. And then next week, when the person that's driving that nice car picks up his paycheck and you pick up yours, yes, they had to go through a headache last week. They worked overtime 5 days last week. And what has happened is you've duplicated that barbecue and you urinated that Bud Light, but their results are still in the paycheck. There's something about a struggle. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. You want God to bless you with that split level, and you won't keep the one bedroom clean. I mean, that's a struggle. I'm getting where I'm going. See, most believers have the attitude that just because you're saved and you're in the family of God, that God is supposed to give you everything that you dreamed of without you putting forth any effort or work. But the fact is that it costs what it costs. And guess what? They don't ever go on sale. Yes, God wants us to prosper. Yes, God wants to bless us. But sometimes you have to go through something in order to get to something. Sometimes you have to struggle. Sometimes you have to fight. And there's something in the struggle that makes it necessary for us to become who God really wants us to be. And when I read this script, I said, well, God, why would you leave giants in the land where you want your people to go? But see, God left the giants in the land for a purpose. First of all, he left the giants there because we need to learn how to fight. See, we don't know how to fight. Somebody said, must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of Eve while others fight to win the crown and sail through bloody seas? Then another reason that he left the giants there was to be able to separate the professors from the possessor. See, everybody talks a good game, and we talk about how good God is and how much I trust God. But see, the trust depends on, and the faith depends on, how do you react when it's time to strap on your sword and go toe to toe with the giants in your life. And yes, we talk about standing on the promises, but what happens when the wind blows? Amen. But see, but one thing about giants will do one thing for you. Giants will expose everybody that's got a grasshopper mentality. See, right now, a lot of us have got a grasshopper mentality. What happens is, see, giants will show up when grasshoppers speak up. Amen. See, grasshoppers, if you know something about a grasshopper, I got to get up out of here. But see, grasshoppers tend to blend in with their environment. If the grass is green, the grasshopper's green. If the grass is brown, the grasshopper turns brown. And what has happened is, most of us, instead of being who we really are, we've got a grasshopper mentality, and we just kind of blend in with our mentality. Amen. But think about this. When they got to the land filled with milk and honey, in the land where grapes are just growing all over the place, you'll find out that grasshoppers don't eat grapes. And what God is saying is this, that you've got to be able to separate who you are and whose you are. And another reason that God sometimes allows us to struggle in the land of giants is this. It's in the midst of the struggle that you really determine who you really are. See, you don't really know who you are until you're faced with a circumstance or a situation in your life. It's easy to shout, God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I magnify you. But what happens when all hell breaks loose? You'll find yourself complaining. See, what happens is the real you will show up. Keep telling folk, pressure bust pipes. Guess what happens? When you're in the midst of your struggle, it gives you the opportunity to really get to know who God is. And you will finally realize that God is your only help in a time of trouble. Somebody said, Pastor, why the struggle? And see, when you're in your struggle, you get stronger while you're in the midst of your struggles. It allows you to put down your roots. You dig deep into the Word of God when you're going through your struggles, and you'll discover that there's some Word there that you never looked for. Then the struggle will make you produce thankfulness. Ever been through something? A person that say been through a tornado, and they look around and the house is blown away, and the car is blown away, and all the things that they worked for all their lives are destroyed. But then they look around and begin to say, God, I thank you for my life. That lets me know that there's something in the struggle. See, what happens is, the struggle will help me to grab an identity crisis. See, right now, most of us don't really know who we are. We ain't really struggle. But when your back gets pushed up against the wall, it lets you find out who you really are. And after you go through your struggle, you learn that if I had to fight for something, I appreciate it a whole lot more. Why? Because when it means something to me, I won't let anybody take it away from me. But see, the struggle is taking me on a journey to my destiny where God intends for me to be. See, maybe you've been living in your comfort zone, but you've not been able to give God what he really wants out of you because you're too comfortable.
God sometimes has to throw me over in the briar patch. Amen. And see, when I get over in the briar patch, it causes me to have to react. Then lastly, the struggle will qualify you for your reward. I can hear a man by the name of David. David heard them talk about a reward was going to be given. But the only person that could get this reward was going to be the one that could go and kill the giant called Goliath. And you got to understand that sometimes in this struggle, the fight, the warfare, the praying, whatever you're doing, that it's all just preparing you to get you to your reward. And what happens is God is looking at your struggle, and what happens is your faith becomes strong when you're placed in adversities. See, right now you can tell me how much faith you have, but when you're really pushed and there's nowhere else to turn to but God, that lets me really know how deep our faith is. The first group of the children of Israel, if you ever study them, they were not able to go to the promised land because they weren't willing to fight. And see, sometimes God has to allow some things to die out in order for us to get to where we're trying to get to. The Bible says that all of those over the age of 21 did not enter into the promised land because they were content with their comfort zone and they were not willing to give up what they were used to and just go blind and say, God, here I am. I don't know where you're finna take me, but I'm going wherever it is that you take me. How many people in here this morning have forfeited and given up your destiny because you refused to fight? When the heat is on, back down, lay down your sword and say, God, I can't do this. But see, what happens is, as long as everything was going smooth, the army was right there. But then when it came time to fight, everybody decided that I can't fight. Think about a caterpillar. A caterpillar goes through a process that we call metamorphosis. It changes. And what happens is it starts out just being an old crawly, hairy worm. But after a struggle, this caterpillar turns into a beautiful butterfly. But the process involved a struggle. And see, if we had cut the struggle short, the butterfly would have never come into who it was supposed to be. Think about a chicken. Anybody seen an egg before? That baby chicken inside that egg goes through a process of growth. And it finally gets to a point where it finally outgrows the egg. But in order for it to come into this world, it has to peck away the shell that's around it. And right now, some of us in here, you're trapped into your shell, and you're not willing to peck out to what let God allow you to walk into your destiny. I know what you're used to. I know it's always been this way or that way, but see, sometimes you got to peck through the shell in order to realize that God has got a whole new world outside of the shell. See, if we had cut this struggle short with this baby chick, it wasn't going to kill the chick, but guess what? That chicken would have never been able to live in its intended environment. But let me tell you one thing about a struggle. Everybody in here, you ought to know, sometimes people are labeled as experts. Well, see, the struggle will allow you to qualify to be a conqueror. See, right now, we all are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And right now, see, sometimes I begin to thank God for my struggles. Anybody thank God for your struggles? See, I know everything is not good, but the word of God says that all things work together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And see, right now, I begin to thank God for my struggles. And see, when you begin to stop stressing and you begin to stop straining and you begin to praise God and you thank God for the situation that you're in right now, you'll look around and it won't be a long time and you'll see God delivering you from a whole lot of junk in your life. Talking about a struggle. And see, once you go through something, you're able to tell somebody else, you become a living testimony. See, there's not a testimony without going through a test. And once I've gone through a test, I can tell somebody, look where the Lord has brought me from. Because see, I know that he's brought me from a mighty long way. I've had some ups, had some downs, but I'm able to tell somebody that I've fought many battles and I've conquered many giants, and therefore I'm a qualified soldier. Somebody said, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I tell you, I got some medals. Somebody said, what are you talking about, Pastor? See, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some lonely days, and I've had some sleepless night. But after I look around and I take my inventory, I can tell somebody that my good days outweigh my bad days. There's no need to complain, because God is getting ready to take me to where he wants me to go. Tell somebody, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into your mind where God is getting ready to take me to. See, right now, let me tell you what happened. I'm trying to get through. See, the devil made you think that it was all about you. He made you think it was about your feelings, but it's not about me. It's all about Jesus. See, the devil will give you tunnel vision. And see, tunnel vision makes you only focus on your struggle. But see, I quit looking at my problem and I begin to look at my solution. I quit looking at how things are right now. Somebody said, I can see the sun peeking through the cloud. The storm is almost gone. Help me, somebody. But see, what happens is God wants you to realize that even though the devil was sent to take you out, God is going to let you use the devil for your stepping stone. And see, after I get through, I'll be able to help somebody else get out of their trouble. I'll say, that ain't nothing, child. I've already been there and done that. I've already seen it. So right now, I begin to thank God for my struggles. See, he's taking you through something in order to get you to something. I might be going through a struggle right now, but I'm growing through my struggle. I'm developing some spiritual muscles. How are you doing that, Pastor? I begin to lift some of my problems. How are you lifting? See, the Bible says I can't be subjected to the things that are around me, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm getting some struggle up off me. I'm developing some spiritual muscles. I begin to do some spiritual jumping jacks. I begin to say, God, I thank you for all the things that you've done. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace. I thank you for health. I thank you for my job. God, I thank you for everything that's going on right now. But see, right now, I discovered that God is trying to take us somewhere. See, you may not be struggling right now, but hold on, I promise you, a struggle is coming your way. And if somebody you know is going through, just keep praying for them and tell them that on the other side or through, there's a better day ahead. There's a brighter day ahead. See, after the rain has come, I believe that the sun will shine again. Anybody here know that the sun will shine again? And I can see God's people saying, we're finna go up there. We're finna take what belongs to us. I don't care what kind of giants are there. Somebody said, fee, fi, fo, form. Look out, giant, here I come. Because my God is a giant slayer. See, my God is doing nothing but making you a stepping stone. I can hear the giant thinking he was going to overtake me. Thought he was going to destroy me. But then God lifted me up to a higher standard. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing for me. I can see clearly now that the rain has gone. Anybody here ready to walk into your destiny? Ready to walk into the goodness of God? Somebody here needs some peace. Anybody here needs some peace right now? I thank God for giving me peace. I thank God for giving me some joy. Somebody said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. You can throw stumbling blocks in my way, but guess what? I'm finna become a leaper. I'm finna become a leaper and get over the stumbling block that you throw in my way. And somebody said, one of these days when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home, to a home, to a brand new home on God's celestial shore. I'm gonna get up out of here and fly away. But I tell you, before I get to heaven, God's gonna give me some peace down here. I can tell you, I can speak to things that are not as if they were. Right now, I'm looking at a giant, and I'm telling that giant, get out of my way. I'm on my way to a better place. I'm looking at some financial giants standing in my way. But I'm going to be like David. I ain't running. Giant, here I am. You better get ready to run, because the God that I serve, he's a whole lot bigger than Goliath. And see, right now, the giants seem like they got me surrounded. But guess what? I got a spiritual slingshot about to reach in my pocket and go get it. And see, what I'm going to do, I got a rock called faith. Faith going to bust you upside your head, make you start stumbling. I got another rock in my pocket called peace that makes them giants get away from me. Then I reached down in my pocket. I said, God, what else have I got in my pocket? He said, Pastor, throw some love at them. I'm going to love the hell out of you. And see, that love is going to call the giant to get out of my way. I'm getting ready to go to the promised land. What are you talking about, Pastor? I ain't talking about heaven. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm finna enjoy some life now. I ain't talking about in heaven, but I'm talking about on earth. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody getting ready to kick the hell out some giant? Anybody here? Tell your giant, giants, get out of my way. Giants, get gone. Because you know what? When the devil threw some struggles at me, he thought he was destroying me, but he wasn't doing nothing but getting me spiritually prepared to fight the giant. And I thank God for my struggle. I thank God for all of my pain, because weeping might endure for a night. It's midnight right now. It's midnight right now. It's midnight right now. But joy, 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 come. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's called morning. Tell somebody, good morning. Good morning, believers. Good morning, believers. It's morning time. It's morning time. It's morning time. The sun has peeked through the cloud. My storm is gone, because Jesus said, peace, 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 peace be still. I ain't living in the storm no more. See, right now, I know the boat is kind of rocking on the sea,
But guess what? I'm finna get like Peter now. I'm finna step out the boat. Begin to walk on water. That water is them situations that folk thought were gonna sink you. I ain't sinking. I'm walking on water just like Jesus did. And he told me the same thing that he did I'd be able to do. Can't you see me walking? I'm walking into my destiny. I'm walking into what God has prepared for me. Somebody knows that God will deliver you. Sometimes you got to go through. I know if he could have done it, Daniel would have gone around the lion's den, but he had to go through the lion's den. The Hebrew boys, they would have rather been avoided the fiery furnace, but God allowed them to go through the fiery furnace so that they would have a testimony to tell people that God brought me out. Don't give up in your struggle. You're about to get out. You're about to get you some peace. Hold on. Begin to shout for joy right now. Go ahead and shout for your joy right now. Go ahead and shout for your joy right now. As you're going through your test, give God some glory. Give God some glory. Begin to thank God for your struggle, because he's making you. He's shaping you. He's molding you. He's developing you into who he wants you to be. I thank God. Anybody thank God for your struggles? Anybody here feel like you've been going through? But let me tell you about through. I'm trying to quit. Let me tell you about through. See, when you go in the valley, I thank for that David didn't say, I was stuck in the valley. He said, but yea, though I walk through. Now, if you're miserable, I'm going to leave you in the valley, because I'm going through, because I know the Lord is with me. He didn't bring me this far just to leave me. God will. God will. God will. He will deliver on time. God will make a way out of no way. He's getting ready to take you to the promised land. Anybody want to go to that land with milk and honey, grapes growing, pomegranates growing, nothing but joy in that land, nothing but peace in that land, nothing but happiness. Hey, over in that land. I'm about ready to preach now. I'm trying to quit, but the Lord has been too good to me. He's been too good to me. I just got to tell him, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Anybody here want to give him some thanks right now? He's been so good. He's been so kind. He's been so gracious. I can't help but give him some praise, you know, because somebody thought you wasn't going to make it, but tell him, I'm still here. Look around and tell somebody, I'm still here. I've been kept. I've been kept. I've been kept by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. 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 I feel my help coming. My help coming from the Lord. See, I begin to thank him. I can't but help but thank him. I wasn't fit to live. I wasn't ready to die. But then he saved. Tell somebody, he saved my soul. He saved my soul. He picked me up out the muck and miry clay. And see, I don't know where you were, your holy roller, but he reached way down, went down to the pits of hell, and he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. I know I'm not all that I ought to be, But I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I'm a new creature. I'm a new creation. I'm a new praiser. And guess what? If God got his arms on me, the world can't harm me. You can't touch me because I've been anointed. I've been appointed. And God has told me what I got to do. Yeah. Yeah. Tell somebody, I got the anointing. I got the anointing. David said, my cup runneth over. And right now, my cup is running over. I'm running over. Guess why? Because surely, tell somebody, surely, 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 guaranteed that goodness, goodness, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell. You can go to hell if you want to, but I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for my struggles. You might talk about me right now, but guess what? One of these days, I shall come forth as pure gold. When God gets through with me, when God gets through with me, when God gets through with me, he ain't through yet. He ain't through yet. He ain't through yet. It's just the beginning of where he's about to take me. Yeah. 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 Say yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I can't do nothing but wave my hand. I just say, yes, God. Ain't got nothing else to say but yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yeah. My struggle. Even though you're going through your struggles, don't complain. Thank God for the sunshine. Thank God for the rain. Because there's something in your struggle. And you can't get to what God wants until you face your struggle. I know that he said he came that we might have life, have it abundantly. Came that we prosper, and as your soul prosper. And he also wants you to be in health. Amen. If stuff making you sick, you better do something about it. I've had some good days. Had some sleepless nights. Had some hills to climb. But I can still look at you and tell you right now that after all I've been through, I'm not going to complain. Somebody say, Pastor, why are you not going to complain? Because I just told you, God ain't through. See, he promised something to me. You ought to know what he promised to you. I'm going to reach my destiny. And if I got a struggle, I'm going to where God wants me to go. Come on, Brenda.